No, I cannot talk about chaos. So it's chaos. I mean, the adjective, you know, is not a proper one. I tend to look at things usually in terms of, you know, I don't look at the glass that is half empty. I look at the glass that is half full. There is a process that has started. We need to support the Electoral Commission in getting things right in terms of voter registry, making sure that everything is in place by getting the new those who came to age now to vote to be on the registry, expunge the dead ones, etc., based on the audit that Agence de la Francophonie or Organisation Internationale de la Francophonie has done. That is being its second time, because we all tend to think that this is merely technical. It has a political dimension in the Congo. Things were not done in time to get this election prepared. That's a fact. But now what do we do? So one of the things that we've been discussing today at the Security Council is how to help expedite the process, how to support the Electoral Commission to do its job, and for MONUSCO, how to support them technically, how to support them with logistics, because suppose we have kits now, we have to take them all over the country. This is close to 2 million square kilometers. It's not like any small country around. So these are the issues that may delay things. And more importantly, because everything being political, Congolese have to sit, discuss, and agree on a way forward.
How would you describe the current atmosphere prior to these elections?
Well, there's some concerns that the delay may create ripples, or people may take to the streets and things like that. We're not there yet. I think all Congolese are hoping that we'll find the forum to sit and discuss. There are concerns about trust, I mean, about sincerity of the camps. Normal thing. I mean, I see it all over, including my own country. It happens every day. I'm from Niger Republic, by the way. So I wouldn't say there is a major issue. My main concern is that because we are so much into delays in getting a dialogue going, but the negative forces up east sees the opportunity to create even more havoc by creating, fueling ethnic tensions, by going after innocent civilians, women and children in particular. That's my concern. So I don't want us to get, I wouldn't say distracted, because what elections are very important, but I don't want us to be distracted from the most important responsibility that government has, that we have, that any responsible political officer has. Protect the civilians. In a country where we had so many people killed over so many years. And that's what I'll tell you.
My last question is in connection with the collaboration with the Congolese forces. How is the collaboration going these days? And how does it work, especially in the eastern side of the country, where you just said violence is taking over?
First of all, we have signed on 20th of January together, I mean, MONUSCO and the Congolese army, an agreement to resume coordinated operations together against the negative forces, FDLR, IDF, etc. There are many, many groups that you know were up there. That's one thing. It hasn't happened for some time, so it's a blessing that is happening to us. It's a new era of trust and confidence. Of course, everything is dynamic, but you can see it in the way we interact with government, with the way the commanders on the ground interact, and they already done planification or planning for the operation to come. I don't have a date. I cannot say it, but I'm sure Congolese authorities will soon announce officially that the operation has started. It's going to be sooner than late. And so those up there who believe they have field day, or they have a field for themselves, should be ready to see the Congolese army coming to them, supported by MONUSCO forces. That's what I can tell you about it.